Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, August 21st. Colorado Lieutenant Governor Donna Lynn has changed her earlier stance and now will run for governor. As Benza Berkland reports, she would first have to win a crowded Democratic primary.
When Governor Hickenlooper appointed Lynn last year, he said he wanted someone outside of politics. Lynn previously worked as an executive at the Kaiser Foundation Health Plan. When her nomination was announced, she said even agreeing to serve as lieutenant governor was a tough decision.
I don't think I would have done this had not the governor asked me. I probably would have continued where I'm going, but I know his passion for this state and for improving government services, and he is a very persuasive guy.
She also said she didn't want to be the next governor of Colorado. That recently changed when Lynn filed paperwork earlier this month to seek the office. Other Democrats in the race include businessman Noel Ginsburg, former state senator Michael Johnston, former state treasurer Kerry Kennedy, and Congressman Jared Polis. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
The next time you vote at the Delta County Courthouse or at the Courthouse Annex in Hotchkiss, you'll get to use brand new voting equipment. Like most of Colorado's 64 counties, Delta County's voting system was over 10 years old and near the end of its useful life. Using a single voting system for the entire state allows for uniformity, permits for consistent standards, and results in lower costs. Delta County replaced its outdated voting equipment with the new Colorado Uniformed Voting System Dominion. With the new voting equipment, voters will use a touchscreen connected to a printer to vote, print, view, and cast their ballots into the secure ballot box. The system allows for handicap voting, which includes audio, larger font, contrast controls, and toggle switches. KVNF News spoke with Naomi Smith from the Delta County Clerk's Office, and she demonstrated how to use the new machines at the Courthouse Annex in Hotchkiss last week.
It's an electronic writing device, so rather than handing you your ballot and sending you over to a booth and having you fill out the ballot with a pen and filling out the boxes, you'll use a touchpad, and it's kind of cool. This poll worker is going to hand you a smart card. So rather than handing you the piece of paper, you're going to insert your smart card here, and then you're going to navigate through your ballot following the prompts. So, and then you have print ballot. It gives you the option one more time before you cast your ballot to review. And then you print your ballot here with you at the booth. And then same procedure applies. You'll take your casted ballot, put it in a secrecy sleeve, and then you'll go drop it in the ballot box. Once it's in the ballot box, it's cast, and you hand your smart card back to the poll worker.
Almost all of the counties in Colorado have switched to the Dominion system. The simplicity and accessibility of the devices makes the voting process much easier. The new voting system is optional for those who wish to cast their votes in person. Delta County will continue to conduct its elections via the mail.
It's simplified. It's easier for voters who need accessibility for any disability. They're also tied into this, and it's electronic. So it's simple, it's efficient, and a lot of people are used to navigating touch screens now. So it just takes away the pen to paper. So.
Okay. And then are there still going to be mail-in ballots that you can use?
Yep, that will not change. Our elections are still mail ballot format, so those will be mailed out just like normal. This is the option for those who come in and don't want to vote their mail ballot but want to vote in person and vote here in the Voting Service Polling Center.
Colorado's average temperature is predicted to rise by 5 degrees by 2050. Children, the elderly, and those who work outdoors are just some of the people who might experience damages to their health because of the warming temperatures. Eric Gladys has this story.
Public health experts in Colorado are narrowing in on the effects of climate change on human health, and they're warning that people who work outdoors, low-income families, seniors, and children are among those who will bear the brunt of rising temperatures. Rosemary Rochford, a professor at the Colorado School of Public Health at CU Anschutz, directs the new Colorado Consortium on Climate and Health. She says climate change may not create new diseases, but it's likely to amplify conditions that already exist.
So imagine if you have a child going back to school in a hot classroom, what is that going to do if they've got asthma? It's really going to amplify the problems for our kids, and especially those children that don't have access to good schools with air conditioning units.
More than half of Denver public schools, mostly in low-income areas, are not fully air-conditioned. Research has also found higher rates of kidney disease in men who work outdoors due to heat stress and dehydration. Colorado's average temperature is expected to increase by as much as 5 degrees Fahrenheit by 2050, according to Colorado Water Conservation Board scientists. Chrissy Esposito, co-author of a new Colorado Health Institute report on climate, says airborne pollutants tend to cook during hotter days, creating ground-level ozone that can cause problems for people with asthma and heart conditions. Esposito says her research confirms that warmer conditions are also causing bigger and more frequent wildfires.
Wildfires release a lot of particulate matter, and this particulate matter embeds into our lungs and causes lung irritation, lung diseases, and can also restrict our lung function.
She adds a majority of Coloradans recognize that climate change is happening, but a smaller portion understand how a warming planet puts them at risk. Rochford says the new CU research group is aimed at bringing insights together from medicine, public health, and climate science to help provide a more thorough picture of what the state faces going forward.
We do want to be cognizant of what we know and what we don't know, and that we need to understand more of the impacts so that we can help the population here respond to this problem and adapt to it so we improve the health of everybody.
This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection. This story was originally reported by Jacqueline Zubricki for the Colorado Trust. Find out more at coloradotrust.org.
The Delta County Historical Society has decided that the famous Ute Council tree needs to be cut down because it poses a safety hazard. The Montrose Daily Press reports that the council tree will be cut down at a time yet to be arranged on August 25th, which is the anniversary of Ute Chief Ure's death. The date was chosen to honor the tree and Ure, who is said to have visited the tree when it was within the ancestral camp of the Uncompahgre Utes. The bottom 10 to 12 feet is to be saved as a memorial, but the rest must come down. The mighty cottonwood was designated as the council tree in 1930. In 1962, it was registered as a famous historic tree of the United States. The public is welcome to attend when the Historical Society, Ute representatives, and City of Delta officials bid the council tree farewell on August 25th. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening. Thank you.